Hi everyone, Shabbat Shalom. My name is Amira and I'm a second year on student board at Santa Barbara Hillel. I hope that you're all having a nice week and that you had a meaningful Passover. Today I'm going to share this week's parsha and then talk a little bit about what it means to me. In Leviticus chapters 9 through 11, God commands Aaron and Moses to bring animals and grains to sacrifice. When God accepts these offerings, the people shout with joy. God then describes to Moses the rules of kashrut, describing which animals can and cannot be eaten. He prohibits eating certain land animals, like camels, rabbits, and pigs. He prohibits eating some sea animals that don't have scales and fins, like squid, octopus, and shrimp. He prohibits eating flying animals, like eagles, bats, pelican, and owls. Based on this extensive list of which animals can and cannot be eaten, food is clearly important to the Jewish people, something that we can all enjoy. From hummus and pita to freshly baked challah, eating traditional foods brings a lot of us a sense of comfort. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, finding adequate food can be a challenge. COVID-19 has made this worse, putting additional pressure on a lot of families and making access to food even more difficult than it was before. Even for those of us that are lucky enough to have enough to eat, some aspects of our diets and meals may have changed. For example, just like many of you, I was unable to celebrate Passover this year, reunited in person with my extended family and friends. However, I was still able to enjoy the foods that remind me of this holiday. My brother and I made matzo ball soup, and my mom made her delicious potatoes that she makes every year. And while it was a much smaller Seder meal than any I've had in the past, the role I had to participate in the cooking gave me a new perspective and appreciation for the meal. I'd love to hear what kinds of foods you all ate for Passover and what foods bring you joy. And as we continue to shelter in place, whether that be in our apartments in IV or at home with our families, I hope that you all have the chance to try a new recipe, share a meal with those around you, and take a moment to appreciate the food that you have. Thank you for listening and Shabbat Shalom.